Today, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee said new allegations have surfaced about additional cases of abuse of detainees at the hands of U.S. personnel, and he promised more public hearings on the scandal, perhaps as early as next week. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Congress has been in recess, and official Washington has been distracted by the handover of power in Iraq, by presidential campaign politics, and by a damning report on Iraq and pre-war intelligence. Those factors have combined to push the Abu Ghraib controversy off the front pages. But today, Republican John Warner, chair of the Senate's Armed Services Committee, made a bid to put it back. He summoned reporters to the crypt under the dome of the Capitol building and said the recent lack of headlines should not be mistaken for a lack of resolve.
The investigations going on clearly indicates that no stone is being left unturned as the Department of Defense and to some extent the Department of Justice are looking at this situation to determine what happened, how it happened, who is accountable, and how, most importantly, it can never happen again.
Warner's committee has been at the fore of efforts to figure out what happened at Abu Ghraib. He's already held three public hearings. Today, Warner said he hoped Paul Bremer, the former head of the U.S. occupation in Iraq, would come and answer questions next week. But he's holding off on calling others, such as William Haynes, the Pentagon's top lawyer. When reporters pressed him on why, Warner held up a list of the Pentagon's numerous ongoing investigations into detainee abuse and said he can't forge ahead until he knows what some of them find.
So I can't give you a schedule until they go look at all these investigations.
Some of them are going into the fall. Do you think it's possible?
Well, what can you do until they're finished?
Of the seven investigations now underway, four are supposed to be finished this month, all of them by November. Skeptics complain that they're all inside jobs at the Pentagon, with no overarching, independent inquiry looking at the big picture. And further complicating things, Senator Warner admitted today, new allegations keep cropping up.
We're still uncovering, as late as this morning, other incidents, other cases that will be promptly investigated by the Department of Defense. Allegations relating to variances to the Geneva Convention and indeed the rules and regulations of the Department of Defense as regards detainees.
Senator Warner wouldn't give details on the new cases, although he shook his head when asked whether they're on the scale of what happened at Abu Ghraib. If so, that would pass for good news on this story, which is still damaging the U.S.'s reputation at home and abroad more than 2.5 months after the first photos emerged of detainees naked, beaten, and terrified at the hands of U.S. soldiers. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.